The Viognier Vendetta by Ellen Crosby, narrated by Christine Marshall.
And wine can of their wits the wise beguile, make the sage frolic and the serious smile. Homer, Odyssey, translated by Alexander Pope. When they ask me to become president of the United States, I'm going to say, except for Washington, D.C., Bernard Sampson, character in Spy Hook by Len Dayton. Chapter 1. Ernest Hemingway once said you should always do sober what you said you'd do drunk, because it would teach you to keep your mouth shut. It's advice you remember the morning after, when it's too late and you've already given your word. Sometimes it's a big deal, like the wine-fueled discussion between Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton over where to locate the capital city of the United States. In 1790, Jefferson dined with his nemesis, Hamilton, plying him with so much Madeira that Hamilton fuzzily agreed to deliver enough northern votes to pass a bill approving the southern site President Washington had chosen along the Potomac River. In return, Jefferson promised that the federal government would assume all debts belonging to the 13 states. If only it were that easy today. Sometimes it's less significant, like my promise after drinking one too many glasses of my Virginia Vineyards Viognier to get together with an old college friend in that same capital city. What I didn't know at the time was that my decision to meet Rebecca Natale would be as life-changing.